What do you think is life all about? What's the purpose? They usually say that God set this world up as an experiment, as a test for human beings. But I always find a big question mark within that answer, like, why? Why should he create us in the first place, then put us through this life and all? Why bother? So a while ago, when I caught hold of a philosophy student, I asked her, and she actually answered my question with a question. She asked me, why do you draw? You know, I told you before that drawing, this urge that I feel, it's a part of me. It's a part of what's within me. And I give that part life when I draw, when I put it on paper, when I shape the lines and all. I give that part within me, I give that thing within me life. And that's why God created us. He created us because he wanted to, and he took pride in what he created. Like when I take pride when I look at one of my drawings. So yeah, they say that God is the source of what they call Kamal. And this life is a way of getting to that, reaching that Kamal and saying. It's rather awkward when you mix up Persian and English, but yeah. They say that this life is a way of reaching that purpose, that pure goodness, and all. I think it's the closest answer we can say for this question. And I actually think it's not a good one. It's not a good question because, you know, you usually ask this question when you don't want to live. Like, you rather die, but you don't want to go on with your life. Like, why? Why did he create us? Why should he put me through this and all? So I don't see any use in it. It's rather a useless question, I guess. Do we need to believe in a higher power or powerful being to live? Not necessarily, but I think that we should all have some rules, something to restrain us from killing each other and destroying each other, because that's where we're going. If we put aside all the morals and all the things that restrain us, we shall kill each other. So yeah, I think we should believe that the things we do, the actions we undertake, they have consequences. What gives you the will to live? What's your biggest goal? I think that the love that my family gives me, the love I feel for them, that rather sustains me. And I don't know, my own little pleasures like books, drawing, and music. I think, yes, that's it. What's your biggest goal? To die a useful person. I mean, I want to know that I lived and I've done some good in this world. That, you know, they say if you can't do it for others. I mean, how can I say it? I think there's the saying that no man is an island. What you do affects others, and what others do influence you. So yeah, I think that I want to die knowing that I've done something in this world that I don't know, made someone a little bit happier, made someone a little bit more contained and all. So yeah. Do you think there is life after death? Yes, I believe that. I believe that we have a soul and that our soul is eternal. I don't know what lies ahead us, where we will go or what will happen, but I'm sure that we have a soul and that our soul is eternal. I won't ever waver in this belief of mine, because what will be the point if not that, if there's only oblivion after this and all, there would be no meaning in life and all the things we've done, and I don't know. There's this scene in I don't know, in the movie or in the book, the 5 feet apart, movie or book, I don't remember actually, that says, you know, when the baby is in the womb and she doesn't know that her next life is only an inch away, she says that she thinks the next life is an inch away from us. And I rather like to believe that, there's not oblivion after this. Would you like to live your same life all over again and be the same person? No, I won't like that. Just imagine going through elementary school all over again. No, thanks, but no thanks. Thank you for listening, and bye.